Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Hey, I feel like I haven't talked to you in 3 years.
Well, it's because you've been sleeping all fucking day.
Baby, his head is crowning. His arm is literally out of my snurp.
Do you ever go to the bathroom and try to push him out, like, when you're going poo?
No.
I was.
I would not want that to happen. But hey, y'all.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. Sorry you missed last week because we were doing a live concert, Beyonce and Jay-Z style.
Yeah, last week was very busy for us. We wanted to do it, like, the next day, but we totally forgot. And Joey was wasted for, like, 2 days after. So
I still haven't recovered. I haven't left the house yet. I mean, I left the house today to go mail out some orders. But besides that, I've been
come
like,
down
in my,
orders.
I've been in my bed. I've had it was a lot to deal with. Being shot to stardom in such a quick time, it took a lot on my mental health.
Well, you guys, we did our live show. So thanks to the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, we did it. It was so much fun. We had our meet and greets. We met a lot of our listeners. So you guys are amazing. And the show was packed. We had a packed theater.
It was insane. It was literally like, it was like the Apollo.
So Joey, you know, of course, Joey's going to drink before, which is totally fine. But we were starting the show. And I could tell when Squirrel is getting, like, you know,
nervous,
sloppy,
squirrelish.
And I'm looking over at him, and he's telling his stories and, like, running through our show, and his eyes start to shut. And I'm like, oh,
that was
bitch.
On the stage though already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, no, before I went out, I was nervous. Talking. You said Joey start drinking. I was nervous. You're like, have a drink, girl, and relax. If I didn't hide that bottle of wine in the plant and do a refill mid show, I would have been fine.
Yeah, well, Joey started to close his eyes, which was funny because, you know, that's just our life and our podcast. Like, we're so unprofessional and a hot mess. So I don't mind that. But I'm like, Squirrel, please wake up because your eyes are fucking shutting. Right. Everyone was hysterical. It was funny.
But I know. Oh, my God.
Remember I told
I
you guys
messy.
I was going to black out and be a mess? That's exactly what happened.
I didn't know.
And then at the after party. How was the after party? Because did not make that.
Okay. So, yeah. So on stage, I did. Toward the end, like we were like finishing up, I did get a little blacked out and started like, you know, tired. I mean, we were rehearsing all day. It was a long day, and I pounded 2 bottles of wine within a 20-minute period. So I got a little tired. But the after party was wild. I ended up doing a full meet and greet. I had a line for 3 hours. I was standing online taking pictures of people the entire time.
Shut up.
I know. So I didn't even get to say hi to anyone, my friends or family. I was literally on a line for but meeting everyone. I had the best time. Someone got carried out on a stretcher.
No way.
From the afterward. I don't know what happened. I forgot. Either she got like alcohol poisoning or she blacked out and like fell in
How
her
come
head.
Every time you go to a bar, like your friend last time was in an ambulance, now someone's coming out on a stretcher.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her. I didn't know what happened to her, but someone definitely got carried out on a stretcher. It was definitely wild. Poppy was wiling out. He was taking his shirt off and like taking pictures of people like he was fucking Beyonce. Poppy was blacked out. Yeah. We had to get him out of
there. Oh my God, I love a drunk Poppy.
He had his shirt wide open like he was in La Bamba. And
I love drunk Poppy.
Yeah, so he was wiling out. But I got to meet all the amazing people. Jenny came. Angelina came. There was great
Jenny. Oh, we'll get to that. Finish your night.
Oh, that bitch. She bought a new house,
finish your story.
Oh, God. So she came and she's having dinner with, like, you know, her friends. And, you know, it was just a good time. And it was so much fun. Every time we go to, do a new show, we definitely have to do the after party because it's part of the experience. And it wasn't, it was about getting wasted. But it also had really good food. And it was, like, you know, a sense of community. I felt like I had, like, you know, another birthday party because, like, all these people I didn't know that I got to meet. But everyone was, like, on the same vibe. They made a Could I Come In cocktail, which was delicious. It was a signature cocktail for $5. So when we go on our world tour, we're going to have to start doing Could I after parties. They were a lot of fun. But that show was insane. Should we tell them our special guest? Everyone was so excited about.
No, because what if we do another show?
Is there a special performance?
We'll have someone else. So, yeah, the show was amazing. You guys were awesome. Everyone that came out. Me and Joey were obviously nervous because we didn't know what we were doing. But shout out
to... You
were
so organized.
Well, yeah, because I'm pregnant and, like, sober.
No,
so shout
great.
Out to Jenny JWoww because she was our special guest. And so she got there. So the show started at 8. She got there at 7. Me and Joey did meet and greets at 7:30. And then Jenny was at the top of the show. Calm down, top of the show.
I know.
So I was like, all right, girl, drink your tequila, have some wine. She was like drinking backstage. And I was like, you're going to come out in like 25 minutes. It was like an hour and a half because Joey was drunk rambling. And, you know, we just weren't like rushy on the stage like I thought we would be. Well, not like rushy, but just like going on time with everything.
Yeah, we had a curriculum.
So by the time we called Jenny out, this bitch was drank all of her tequila. She already had like 6 glasses of wine. She couldn't even walk. And I'm like, oh my God.
Her jeans were hanging off.
This is a mess.
Her leg was up, one leg went up, one leg down on her jeans.
Yeah, she was a mess. So she came on the stage, and I think she was more loosey-goosey about talking about her new lover.
She had her purse on. She walked out with her purse on.
I was like, where are you going? You're on stage, freak. This is an interview. So she came on the show and we were talking about Naturally Wow. So you guys make sure you check out her moisturizer and her face cream.
She forgot them.
Yeah, she forgot them. She was supposed to give away 5 of them. She forgot them. She didn't bring them. I was like, you guys are messes. We can't even pull off a freaking show. So she forgot them. And then she was talking about her man, and she hit. The nickname we give him is 24 because he's 24 years old, but he acts like so much more mature.
So hot, too.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's such a good guy. But she, I feel like she said more than she wanted to about him.
Absolutely.
And then literally an hour later, there was like articles of like who he is. And she was like, was Us Weekly in the audience? I was like, no, there was no paparazzi or like, you know, press there.
No, E News called that our photographer friend that night and asked for an exclusive.
Yeah, so I think that someone definitely spilled the beans. Someone spilled the beans about her whole interview, which is fine because, you know, we didn't say, like, no phones or anything. We didn't
have people sign
NDAs. It was just her drunk ass telling her story.
So that got out,
and she was a little upset that, you know, everyone kind of found out because she wasn't ready to, like, tell everyone. But that's what tequila and wine does to you.
Yeah.
So Jenny was great. And then we had Angelina come. Because she saw that
we were having a party.
She saw that we were doing the show, and she was like, girl, can I come? Like, sure. Wow. So Angelina helped with like picking the audience members because we played a game with Joey and then we did something else. So she was helping with that. And then was she messy at the after party or no?
No, she was whatever. She was like, you know, hanging out, taking pictures. She was like, you know, she was having fun.
Oh, yeah, because she drove. I'm like, bitch, why would you drive?
Yeah, no, she wasn't fucked up or anything, but she was definitely, you know, giddy and having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Saying hi
to
people.
So, Jenny was amazing. And overall, I just think the show was so much fun. What do you think?
It went so much smoother than I can ever imagine. I mean, thank God, because Nicole really just, like, took it on. She's been in production for years, like, you know, with shows and shit. She had cue cards, and it was, like, it made it so easy. It took all my nerves away. It was, like, we did a whole practice run, and I can't wait to do it again.
But also, thank God that I was sober, because can you imagine if we were both fucked up?
No, we would just sit there and like and sing in the microphone.
Yeah, it would be a mess.
We would just take turns doing karaoke.
They'd be like, I want my money back.
No.
So I really hope that we can do more shows in the future.
Me too.
You know, I have to have this baby soon. So I went to the doctor, you guys. And I had no idea that I gave birth to Lorenzo at 37 weeks. So I never went full term with my pregnancies. I think it's because I'm so small and, you know, I just can't deliver a big baby. Both my kids were 6 pounds. So I delivered Lorenzo at 37. I delivered Sissy at 38. I'm 35 weeks. So bitches.
So that means any day now?
It can go down in 2 weeks.
But you said 35 was Lorenzo.
No, he was 37. Giovanna was 38, and I'm 35 right now.
Oh, so yeah, it can happen any week now.
So yeah, it can happen in any moon right now. So that's
do you know when it's going to happen? Like, do you feel what's the first feeling you feel when it's going to happen? You feel like your snurb's going to fart, or you're going to diarrhea out of your snurb? Like, what do you feel?
No. I feel very crampy. My nipples are burning. And I just feel a lot of pressure on my vaginal wall.
And that's when the water happens? Water breaks?
Well, yeah, but I think I'm going to time it because in 2 weeks, it's literally when I want to go. I want to go Memorial Day weekend or 3 weeks. So I want to go May 26th. So the 25th, I think I'm going to pump my boobs like I did with Sissy because I was like so over Sissy because I was getting married like 3 months later. So I ended up pumping my boobs. And they say when you pump your boobs, your stomach starts to contract.
Right. So it's like that. Everything's happening. The baby thinks it's ready to drink.
Yeah. So I did that, and then I saved the milk for the baby. And literally 4 hours later, I was in the hospital giving birth. So the 25th, I'm going to pump my boobies, save my milk, and then hopefully go and, you know, have the baby May 26th.
Make sure you put a sham wow on the floor before you start pumping those titties, girl.
It's happening.
Parents, did you know that most children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise? That's right, packed with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and gummy additives that kids should not be eating. Literally hate that. So that's why Hiya created a superpowered chewable vitamin with zero sugars and all the essential nutrients growing kids need. So unlike other vitamins that's filled with 5 grams of sugar, which can contribute to serious health issues, Hiya delivers full body nourishment in a delicious kid-approved chewable. They have better ingredients, better nutrition, there's no junk, and you can try Hiya today and give your little ones the vitamins they deserve. Without the sugar, they don't. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you can imagine.
That's amazing. I love them because they're cute bottles as well. They have comes with little stickers. They're refillable. I get them and I give them to Leah's kids. I wish I could give them to Wiggles. But if you're tired of battling with your kids to eat their greens, Hiya now has kids' daily greens and superfoods, a chocolate-flavored greens powder designed specifically for kids, packed with 55-plus whole food ingredients to support brain power, development, digestion, and just scoop and shake, sip with milk or any non-dairy beverage for a delicious, nutritious boost your kids will actually enjoy. And we've worked out a special deal for you with Hiya. With their best-selling children's vitamin, receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Snooki. This deal is not available on their regular website, so you have to go to Hiya Health, HiyaHealth.com/Snooki to get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults, mama. And that's on period.
So I was pissed off about that, and everyone else knows if they watched the live stream and they saw Juliana's fucking drunk ass, it was a fucked up mess. They kept cutting to commercial during the best parts. So Matt Gallagher, it's camp, and it is 2 blocks from my house. I did not attend because I was
You're cooking. I was why isn't he out there stalking, trying to get some?
Because there's so many thirst traps over there already. There's so many thirst traps over there already, and I didn't feel like dealing with all the media.
You got recognized.
Oh, I know, right? So let's talk about some looks. We're going to go best and worst. There's a lot to talk about. So I talked about the East Midlands mess. Beyonce was not there this year. She was, of course, invited. And she said, not said, but a very close source says that she's not going to be attending anymore because she feels like it's beneath her. All these people, trying to get validated by their invitation. And she just thinks these people are all thirsty and just go there for attention and think that they're cool because they got an invitation. And she doesn't, she's not putting any of that negative positivity and that kind of negative environment where it's just a contest to be who's coolest. She's not doing that going forward. And she thinks she's too good for the Met Gala, so she's not attending. Yeah, so we noticed that the Kardashian, Jenner, Marie Klein were all there.
Oh, I loved them.
Yeah, so we'll talk about their outfits, but I first want to talk about a scandal about the invitations. So we know that Kris Kardashian was there. She was wearing Tommy Hilfiger, and she looked
horrible, by the way.
Yeah, with a blonde, Kylie's old blonde wig. She grabbed it out of the bottom of her luggage.
And her outfit looked cheap, but keep going.
Yeah, she looked cheap. And then of course, her boyfriend got an invitation. The first person, the invitation people, like their guests have to be approved too. So like some people get with a guest, some people don't. That's why Kim was going with Kanye as her guest for the first 5 years. Anyway, so then we had Kimberly was there with Kanye. And then there was Kylie and Kendall. And that was it. And we noticed there was 2 sisters missing. So it was basically the whole clan except for Khloe Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian and...
Well, she's never went, nor
I know. Khloe and... What's her face?
So they're not invited.
No, wait. Listen. Kylie... What's her names? The two other two. Oh, my God. My 2 favorites. Khloe and Courtney were not invited. We're not there. But guess who was invited?
What a scandal.
So Courtney was invited for the first time ever this year. And she chose not to go because Khloe's blacklisted. Anna Wintour said that Khloe will never get an invitation. She's too C-list. And that they don't want it to be like, you have to prove yourself as a good invitee. And she's just too C-list and not the look that they're going for. But everyone else was. So what Courtney says, fuck that, I'm not going. If my sister can't go, I'm not going to go and it'd be the first time being invited and just leave my door poster behind
but
it.
But why just to watch Chloe? Like, I feel like they're all in the same category. Why just Chloe?
Because they're being a hater, I guess. I don't know. She just doesn't.
But she's a Kardashian. That makes no sense.
I don't get it either. I'm surprised that what's her name wasn't there? Caitlyn and Sophia.
Does Caitlyn get invited?
No, she doesn't go. She's never been. But everyone's like, you know, so Chloe, I mean, Courtney did the right thing and said, fuck this. Thank you for the invitation, but I'm not going. Just, you know, can you imagine? I would do the same thing. If, like, you got invited, you wouldn't go unless I got invited, right?
Goodbye, bitch. Like,
I would be like, bye, girl. I'll take pictures.
No, you would definitely be my date because, you know, Gianni's not going to that fucking show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You would be my date.
I'm surprised. Okay, who knows? Maybe next year you will go because guess what they had this year? They had a fucking YouTube table. YouTube bought a table and fucking James Charles was there.
Can you watch your mouth for a second?
Oh, pardon. Yeah. Hey, girl.
It's Joey.
Hi, sissy. Hey,
Joey.
What are you doing?
I'm at home.
We're listening to you curse, you bad mouth potty.
Potty mouth.
All right, go back in the living room or the playroom.
Yeah,
Love you, bye. Give her a
screen.
See, this is why I didn't want to do the podcast.
I thought they left.
Sissy stayed because she wanted to hang out. Lorenzo went to baseball.
Okay.
So we're doing good so far. All right, proceed.
Okay, so James.
You can go in the other room so Joey can swear. Thanks.
James Charles went. Queen, that little annoying Skeletor looking queen from the internet that does makeup.
Wait, I sent you the picture of him there and I said, yeah, these freaking influencers.
Yes. And then the other hoe that no one knew who she was, Lisa, whatever, who was an influencer, she was covering the event for Vogue with a little microphone at the top of the stairs.
Well, she's been doing that for like 3 years now. She's actually like an actress now. Like, she's definitely like grown in the industry. Calm down. But she's been doing that for a while, and she has a show on Nickelodeon, all this shit. So she's, like, more qualified to be there. But him, makeup YouTube artist.
Yeah,
oh my God.
And then, I guess YouTube bought a table because Anna Wintour was saying this is the digital age. She's trying to be relevant with, like, all the youngsters and how everyone knows they're not reading magazines anymore. They're reading, you know, online. So I think she was trying to do that. But then, which I like, now this is another thing that was surprising. A lot of the drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race were there, along with RuPaul and our friend Opal.
Yes, Opal was there. And what drag queens were there?
Well, the two winners were there from the past season. So Violet Chachki, who won season 9, was there. And then Aquaria, who won season 10, was there. Season 10 was there. And RuPaul was there. So there was, like, you know, there was that. It was a very odd mixed crowd this year. I don't even know why Nicki Minaj showed up. She basically showed up to dust, pick up all the feathers that Cardi B had left on the runway because, first of all, they're fighting and they went to the same event, but Cardi B like showed up late and she looked like a mess, same outfit she was wearing on the Pink Friday cover. And then she started bashing the stylist saying, I don't know what the theme was. And so she's like blaming that she was on theme because of the stylist. She was just a nasty mess. I hate her and I think she should not be invited anymore.
You hate Cardi?
No, I love Cardi. I hate Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I thought you said, I think you said Cardi.
Oh, I meant, like, I love Cardi. I hate Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj looked a mess. And she just, she was the last one to arrive.
I definitely didn't like her dress. And again, like, the material, it was kind of like the same material that Kris Jenner was wearing. It just looked really cheap. Like, you went to, like, the clothing store in this, like, the fabric store in the city and just made
up a little
dress.
You're talking about Nicki Minaj, right?
Yes, I just didn't like, it was like shiny and it looked cheap, just like Kris Jenner's outfit.
Yeah, her hair looked like a cheap little wig that she put in some flimsy ponytail. She's just not, I don't even know why she was there. She's not worthy of anything. She's a mess, like, you know, I don't like her.
Oh, you really don't like her.
I've broken my silence before. I don't like her. Let's talk about the outfits I did like, however.
Yes, queen.
I loved the way... who did I really love? Naomi Campbell looked amazing. I thought she looked gorgeous. Giselle showed up wearing a fucking nightgown. Didn't even do part of the look. You know, you remember that? Her and Tom Brady? She showed up and she never really does the theme. She just kind of showed up wearing like this like nightgown. It was supposedly like sustainably grown or something. But she like went like way off and didn't even do the theme.
Well, I really love the Kardashians. I love
yes.
Kim.
Kim's the orange
favorite.
And the pink girl. Oh, Kim looks fucking phenomenal. Yeah.
Kim,
she's been shutting it down.
No, like her body, her skinny waist, and then her big hips. I can't.
Yeah, she wore a special corset that like sucked her in really tight.
No, she looked phenomenal. And she couldn't breathe. And then she's standing by boring Kanye, who's just like, duh.
So, he looked like he was collecting parking tickets.
He looked so bored.
He was wearing like a Dickies jacket.
He looked so bored. I'm like, if you're going to look that bored, just go home. Like, at least enjoy it. Like, have a drink and enjoy the experience. God.
Yeah.
He looks so annoyed.
And then the two sisters, they showed up wearing the orange and purple.
Yeah, they look like Skittles.
Yeah, I liked their outfit. I mean, it was perfect. It was, you know, over the top. I think I love the purple hair on Carly. And I love the orange feather dress on the other one. Casey Musgraves looked stunning. She was wearing the dress like a Barbie, a Moschino Barbie. She showed up in like a little Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah. Who is that?
Yeah. She's a country music singer. She won an album of the year at the Grammys this year. She's
That's like your style. You know
country. Yeah, my friend does her makeup, too.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, she does. And then Katy Perry was there. She dressed like a chandelier. And then dressed like a cheeseburger.
She looked ridiculous.
J-Lo, I thought she went like, she should have done more.
I thought she could have looked hotter.
And she did, like, she copied. It was like a cop-out. That headdress thing is like a cop-out. We've seen it before on, like, Rihanna probably did that before. Khloe Kardashian wore things like that before. It just seemed like a cop-out. Like, she was just, like, being lazy. You know, she looked cool, but it was like, you know, I didn't like it.
No, but I feel like she can look hotter. Like, she definitely looks hotter doing different things.
Yeah.
So I wasn't loving that look on her.
Me either. No, ma'am. No. I did like Jared Leto's look where he carried the head with himself. That was fun. Did you see that?
Why did he do that?
That was a statement. Gucci did that going down the runway that season. They sent a few models down with their head holding their head. So they kind of took the idea from him and then went on and carried his own head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't love that. No, ma'am.
Oh, you know who I hated? The one that said, the one from, I don't know what the fuck her name is. Her dress said, don't take pictures of me or no photos, please. Haley Glass.
I don't even know who that was.
Haley Steinfeld. Haley Steinfeld. It's like, bitch, no, just trust me, bitch. No one's trying. You look like a fucking Raggedy Ann doll. And it's that Victor and Ralph, like, she's trying to be ironic and funny. It's like, girl, get it together. That's like so predictable, but you know, all in all, it was a fun night, I guess. People looked like they had fun. I did not attend again because I was busy. But
well, I mean, I love how passionate you are.
It's happening.
This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein packed recipes made with preservative free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. That's why Cats.com named Smalls their best overall cat food. So Smalls also has a bunch of amazing treats and snacks that you can add to your order. And after switching to Smalls, 88% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That is a big deal, mamas. Have a particularly picky cat? Smalls has a sampler so your cat can try everything Smalls has to offer. And the team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they will refund you if your cat won't eat their food. So you guys know that Rocky was my cat. Rocky is my baby. Rocky 2.0 is my dog. So Rocky would have loved Smalls. And Tommy and Vito, my cats growing up, they're my best friends. They're my angels. They're my guardian angels. They would definitely enjoy Smalls.
What are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve. For a limited time only, our listeners can get 35% off Smalls plus an additional 50% off on your order by using our code Snooki. That's an additional 50% off when you head to smalls.com. Use promo code Snooki. Again, that's promo code Snooki for additional 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com.
So Jeffrey Marie Star went and said, I guess agreed with Tati Marie Westbrook and said that, you know, thank God. I don't even think James Charles in that. Oh, they've done videos together, but you can tell that he's annoyed because, like, Jeffree Star was the original Kiki, like, fun, eccentric queen. And then this little, like, knockoff comes through, like, looks like a boy with, like, high heels on and makeup. It's like, calm down. Stop trying to share Star for attention. So Jeffree Marie Star has a clothing distribution company called Killer Fashion or Killer Beauty, Killer something. And that was under, and James Charles had his clothing line from him called Sisters and all his merchandise. So now today, Jeffree Star's company, Killer, I have to find out what it's called. Hold on.
I didn't know they worked together like that.
Well, it's not like that exclusive. He has a bunch of clothing people, a bunch of celebrities have their clothing line through Jeffree Star. Here we go. I had the tier earlier. I had to pull it up. Okay, online merch. So it's called Killer Merch. That's the name of the company. Jeffree Star's company, Killer Merch, and Sister Apparel was distributed by them. So that up today, what happened was the partners are include Jeffree Star Cosmetics, Little Dicky, I don't know, Kevin Hart, West Coast Customs, Sisters, Chris Delelia. Like, he has a bunch of all the different people that he does distributes the apparel for. And today they took Sisters
off. That's crazy.
They took Sisters off. Sisters got taken down. The website's taken down completely, and he has cut ties with Sisters Apparel. So he's losing deals left and right.
Wait, so if you click on the link for his clothing line, it goes right to his YouTube. So it's definitely shut down.
Yeah, it used to be you can like shop and like, I want to get a t-shirt that says Sisters. Do you think
Oh my God.
Okay, so now it doesn't stop there. So now people, all the little girls are taking to Instagram and to Twitter and all the apparel and all his, they're taking the apparel and his palette, his Jeffree Star palette for Morphe, and they're destroying everything. People, the children are burning Sisters.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're smashing the palettes, setting them on fire all over the internet.
Wait, guess how much his net worth was or is.
I would say $14
million. $12
million. Yeah.
$12 million from fucking YouTube.
Well, the Tati Westbrook was getting him $1 million deals like on the weekly. Like, she was like single-handedly handing him $1 million deals and saying like, you'll have this in your account next week.
Insane.
And because he originally got his start with CoverGirl. He became famous because he took his senior portrait with a ring light and he like put a bunch of foundation on, like making, he didn't like how the school portrait came out. So he went in like a YouTuber and like brought his own ring light and like did his makeup, and then he made him redo the picture. And then CoverGirl saw that and like thought it was funny. So they wanted to sign him as a CoverGirl for
Oh, this is how it all started?
So Lashy Mascara was the product they had him promoting. That's how it all started. And then he was on Ellen. And then basically after that, you know, once Ellen finds your bitch, you're set for life.
And how long has he been in the limelight?
2 years.
Oh, so in 2 years, he made $12 million.
Or maybe 3 years. I don't know. It's very simple. 17, yeah. It started from his high school picture. So when he was 17, now he's 19.
So crazy.
Yeah. Not bad for a little Kiki queen. So, so now the children have took to the streets and they're smashing his apparel. They're setting it on fire and they're burning. Do you think that that Tina should burn her palette? This is our babysitter's daughter.
Well, my babysitter was like, she's not watching him anymore on YouTube. She unsubscribed. She blocked him. Yeah, you know Michelle. When she gets like annoyed, she's annoyed.
Yeah, I'm going to block him too. I don't think he follows me, but I'm still going to block him.
So crazy.
Now, do you think if I was caught in a scandal, like say, like I was sexually harassing Gianni's brothers, do you think that people would take to the streets and start burning my Kodak women door hangers and destroying them?
Well, I mean, you did sexually harass the whole production company in Jersey.
Oh yeah, Jersey Shore. Yeah, I've spoken to her by the human resources department. They pulled me aside and said, "Joey, you can't touch the cameraman's dicks." I said, "Okay, noted." I said, "Thank you for the note." And
but you were also blacked out, wasted. I feel like he does this on the reg.
Yeah, no, he does this. I don't even think he drinks. Who knows? Who knows? He does. I want to.
I don't think he's legal to drink. He's 19, right?
Oh, right. I don't want to look at his face anymore. I'm turning this computer down. So that was that drama. So we're just gonna follow that and see how the story develops. But you know, and now everyone's saying, because I put that fucking thing of everyone saying that he's gonna kill himself, and so it's considered bullying. And bitch, don't put yourself in the fucking public eye and sexually harass people and then cry bullying, bitch.
Well, he said in his YouTube video reacting to that girl.
Oh God, stop!
He said that he usually plays the victim. And he's not playing the victim this time, but now clearly he is now.
You're 5 years old. It's like, and everyone does that the exact same thing. And think about it, like when Kathy Griffin and like every star that has like a scandal in the media, you have this go-to apology video. It has to be bad lighting. You have to have no makeup on. No lighting.
Crying.
No lighting. Crying in a voice, like you're talking in a falsetto, like, well, I can't
remember your friend, the girl with no job. She did it.
Yes, she did it too. Remember, she had a scandal, and it's like, you know, it's everyone does the same exact video. Remember, I made a video. I didn't put it out, but I made a fake video, like of what I would do if I was involved in a scandal. And I was like, I can't believe I'm making this video right now, but I want to address.
I'm so sorry.
The allegations that were put on me.
Oh my God! Stop.
I know. So that's that. You know, well, everything, it'll still be all blown over within a couple of weeks, and that queen will be back to, you know, selling makeup on the internet.
Facts.
I'm sorry, I'm picking a house off my foot.
Ew. Wait, what else did I want to talk about?
Ow.
It was that, and who else?
Oh, I have
Britney Spears.
What's she doing?
Well, everyone is saying now that, because remember how she went to
the Looney Bin.
Yeah, she went to the Looney Bin. She said it was her decision. She wanted to go. And now everyone's saying that her parents forced her to be there. And she was held against her will at the Looney Bin.
Well, that's where the Free Britney movement started. It was the father was the father was diagnosed with some kind of terminal illness or something bad. Like, you know, he had a bad disease. And so she couldn't deal with it, which was totally understandable because I had a sick parent. Who's crossed over. She like checked herself in for that, but then everyone's saying that she, her parents, this conspiracy, the Free Britney movement, is that she was put against her will because she was having another 2007 breakdown where she shaved her head and hit people with an umbrella.
Which was like the best time ever.
It was my favorite. So she apparently, so still who knows what's going on with that, but she's out of the Looney Bin. And I'm not sure if she's back on her show in Vegas or she's on postponed the tour, perhaps.
Well, her old manager made a statement and said, Britney, we might never see Britney Spears perform again.
That's dramatic.
Well, that's a very bold statement. I don't like that.
Very
statement.
Bold. I don't like it.
I want to see her perform before I die.
Same. I don't know if I've ever seen her perform. Have you? I'm sure you have.
No.
Well,
so we need to go to Vegas. After this baby pops out, she needs to get her shit together.
We got
to
hit the ground running.
And I want to go see her perform.
Okay. More importantly, you know this. I want to congratulate you on your nomination for Reality Royalty at the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Oh my God, you guys have to vote. So this is the crazy part. And the roomies, obviously, MTV always has their award shows. They have their two award shows every single year. We always go. We've never been nominated for reality because they just said they don't nominate their own shows on their network. But all of a sudden, now they do. So, bitches, you need to vote for us because finally we're not up against the Kardashians because they always win.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that the Kardashians aren't in with us. I think it's The Bachelors. The Bachelorette. What was it? Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Oh, I don't know. I can look it up.
It's like other reality shows. And honestly, we deserve this because this is our first time being nominated with MTV. And
but is the nomination called Reality Royalty?
Yeah, it's called Reality Royalty.
Well, there ain't no one else besides you guys that's Reality Royalty.
Oh, besides the Kardashians, and they're not even in the category.
Yeah, besides them, but they don't work there.
I know, but it's also about the voting. So I feel like all of you need to vote for us because we really want to win. And I'm really upset because I can't go to the award show because
that's what I was going to ask you.
Well, it's taped June 15th, and I'm literally going to have a newborn.
It's happening.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mental health awareness is growing, but there's still progress to be made. When people hesitate to get help, it doesn't just affect them. It impacts their families, the workplaces, the entire communities. This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's encourage everyone to take care of their well-being and break the stigma. The world is better when people are healthy and happy. We've always talked about like our mental health, and we've always used BetterHelp for like years, literally years, and just like always wanting to improve ourselves and make sure our mental health is great.
Therapy is for everyone, and BetterHelp makes it so much easier to get it where you need it on your terms. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience in matching people with the right therapist from their diverse network of more than 30,000 licensed therapists with a wide range of specialties. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable, convenient, and serving 5 million people worldwide. It's easy to switch therapists at any time with no additional costs. We're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/Snooki today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/Snooki for 10% off your first month.
Well, let's move on to some brighter.
How was your day? Sissy was modeling hats.
Content. Huh?
Sissy was making me cry all week long because I get very lonely here. And I was watching Sissy model the hats and run in from the bedroom into the bathroom. On your Snapchat. Oh,
yeah, so Sissy's killing it. Well, Lorenzo's killing it in baseball.
Stop!
Guys.
I saw.
And then Sissy's killing it. She made the cheer squad. And tonight we have a parents' meeting. And I think she's going to be crowned flyer, which is really big. So I'm really proud of
her. They do that at 5 years old?
Yeah, I mean, it's not anything crazy, like crazy stunts, but it's a big deal to be a flyer. And I told her if she's not a flyer, she can be a cheerleader.
Well, yeah, because only skinny girls get through the flyer. My nieces cheerlead too, and they have thick, big asses and tree trunk legs, so they can't fly nowhere.
Well, yeah, but she's short. She's gonna be short like me, so it's like a perfect height, and she's a perfect flyer. So I'm really excited that she's doing it. So my kids are killing it, and I can't wait for Angelo to pop out this Sunday. And I mean, everything's peaches over here compared to you.
Wait, are we gonna eat the placenta?
Yeah, I'm gonna put my placenta in pill form because I'm gonna.
Can I eat just one of them though?
Yeah, you can try one. We'll do like a YouTube video.
Okay. Yee!
So we'll try my pill.
What color is the pill?
I don't know. I feel like it's gonna be like diarrhea or green or something.
No, I think it's gonna be like red brown. Like
no, yeah, because the placenta is all
like
red.
Like dried blood.
Ew, sick.
I want to open it and smell it.
Oh my god, you're disgusting. Wait, so pardon. I'm like yawning like I'm 90. I'm literally in bed laying down.
Oh, wait, I have things. What time is it there?
It's only 4 o'clock, but I usually take my nap around like 2:33 because I'm 90. But I want to know what happened with Kim Kardashian. Like, did we ever find out why she tweeted what she tweeted?
No. So if you're not privy to it, Kim Kardashian went online and said, What did she say? She's tweeted. Do we have the tweet in front of us?
I'm going to pull it up. Pull it up?
She tweeted at. Yeah. Can you pull it up or should I? Should I?
I can pull it up.
Okay. You can pull it up and read it.
Let me pull it up in my
diary. And I'll explain. Mm-hmm. I'm here as well.
Okay. So you explain it and then I'll say the real tweet.
Okay. So basically, Kim Kardashian tweeted at In-N-Out Burger, or not In-N-Out Burger, at Jack in the Box Burger.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box in outrage, saying someone from your team needs to email my team because I, you know, something horrific happened that I'm very upset about it at Jack in the Box. And then she followed up and made a tweet and said that it was not directly about her because she was in a disguise and no one recognized her. So it's not about something that happened to her, but she witnessed something else happen to another customer. So she wanted to address it. And now we know that she's a full fledged lawyer. She's going to be taking the bar in March. And,
oh yeah, she's attacking everybody now.
So now she's, you know, no one's safe when Kim's Kim has her her judge robe on. What'd she say?
Okay,
exactly?
So Kim tweeted two things, and then she followed up with another one. So I think everything's handled. We don't know what happened though, but she said, "Hey, Jack in the Box, I have a story." I'm going to say it like Kim would. Hey, yeah. Jack in the Box. I have a serious compliment, but I won't fully put
complaint.
Oh, complaint. I can't fucking read.
You asshole.
I have a serious complaint, but I won't fully put you on blast. What is that accent?
Oh, that was nice.
I don't even sound like her. Check your corporate email inbox or send me a DM with direct person for my team to contact. Pronto. Like, who says pronto?
Wait, and then Jack in the Box replied they can't see. They're blocked or something. They can't DM her.
Yeah,
where can
but then everyone's commenting. I think McDonald's did, Burger King. I can't find it right now.
Burger King went first.
So
and
then
said,
the second
ooh,
one.
Jack in the Box, go to the principal's office. And they always do that because, like, once in a while, if they do something really funny, they're going to get tons of publicity. So they always, like, comment.
Of course.
About shit like that. And then Wendy's commented, like, who even goes there or something. It's like, Burger King did it first. Calm down, Wendy.
So the next tweet was, I would like to add that this is not about me or a wrong order because nobody recognized me and it's something that I observed that affected other customers at this particular location that was...
First of all, why are you going into Jack in the Box? Like,
that was
I'm not
concerning.
Even a celebrity. I don't get out of the car.
So she said...
There's no drive-thru?
All right, I'm not done reading, you fuck.
Nobody recognized me, and it's something that I observed that affected other customers at this particular location that really concerned me. So, okay, she tweeted that, and then the next day she said, thank you, Jack in the Box, for the quick response and handling the situation. But she never really said what actually happened. So why would she tweet this? Like, I feel like your PR could contact their PR if you really wanted to fix the situation. But now you made it public. So now we need to know what happened at this Jack in the Box.
I'm going to guess some things. It's probably something that has to do with, like, human rights. Because she's an activist. So, like, maybe someone was like, someone said, you can't afford these French fries or something like that. And then that might have been something that she would complain about, right? Like, what else could it have been?
I know. Seriously. Like, what?
Someone treating one of the employees like, you know, like, I know one of the customers, like, they don't belong or something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, it has, like, to be some maybe wrongdoing. Like, bullying a customer because they had a customer like you screaming about their fries. And
yeah.
The customer's saying, I'm going to go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Come out and get me the fuck out of here. But I don't know. So, I mean, I'm assuming it's that. I mean, I'm sure it'll surface soon, but I have to imagine that it's something that happened with a customer, because obviously she's complaining about the company and that they're doing something wrong. So I think someone said, I'm going to guess, they said, you get out of here. It's like a Pretty Woman. We don't have anything for you. Please leave. Like, you know, you can't afford to be eating here at Jack in the Box.
I'm just annoyed that we have no idea what happened. But it's good because everything's resolved. Now she's a lawyer and, you know, she just has to – what's the word? Not protest.
Speak her truth?
Yeah, speak her truth everywhere she goes. So good for her, but when her calling it out on Twitter like that was so dramatic, and how she said girl, bye.
Yeah, but everyone retweeted. Checkers retweeted. McDonald's and Taco Bell. Checkers. I think I had. That's not the checker flag.
Checkers.
Everyone retweeted. I guess it's just a big scam. And I'm starting to think that Toddy, the James Charles thing is probably a scam too. Even though he lost followers, they probably did it to, like, they're probably launching something like a comeback thing soon, like a sister forgive you makeup palette or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, because now the other two, Jeffrey and Tati, are losing followers. Everyone hates them now.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think maybe it could be a marketing ploy. It's like, and I love how everyone's like, and then this middle-aged woman comes out of nowhere. Where the fuck is she coming from?
Well, I did see, so Kylie launched Kylie's skin yesterday, you guys.
Yes. That's right.
So I went on the website and I wanted to buy all of the products, but I'm hoping that
$125.
Someone gets it for me or my PR can send it because I don't feel like buying it. But
okay, well, Sophia was there and you see her leaving the party with all those gift bags. She had like 10 fucking swag bags and gift bags in her hands. Like, most people get them sent to the house. She robbed them from the party. Like, true.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't see that, but I did send you Sophia and Caitlin with Kylie.
Yeah, they were a roller skating party.
And was Kylie drunk? Because I feel like she was very, very happy and loud and screaming. And I've never seen any of these bitches drunk before.
Well, she's 21, right?
Yeah, she's of age.
It doesn't matter. But yeah, she definitely was drunk. And they were wiling out. They had a big pink themed party. It was pink everywhere. It was held in Los Angeles. And everyone was there. All the sisters came out. And they all dressed in shades of pink, as well as
sisters.
Sisters, Caitlin and Sophia were there. Caitlin opted for a magenta top coat duster with a white body conscious knit maxi dress, if you will. Sophia opted for a skin tight sateen finish and baby pink. All the other Kardashians were wearing pink colors and taking pictures. They had this, like, box that you can stand behind and it looks like you're on the cover of a magazine. They had a roller skating rink. They had ramen, which I thought was, like, very trashy food. It was like boxed pizza. They had Kylie's box on it, and then inside was pizza, and they had, like, ramen noodles, like, cup of noodles.
But I think that's, like, all of her favorite foods, because she always says that.
I like the way they did it.
Yeah,
I like the way they did it. It was, like, all pink French fries and shit. It looked like a fun party. It didn't look packed. I think it was a very exclusive invite. But she posted this thing on her Snapchat, on her Instagram, of her and this girl that I thought was, like, Jordan Woods. I was like, oh my god,
yes,
it's Heather Sanders or something.
So her and Jordan are still not friends.
They're estranged.
Oh, what a sin.
Yeah, so they're estranged. So there's a lookalike. Her name's Jordan. I mean, Heather Sanders, who looks just like her, who's friends with her. When they hung out the first time after the scandal, everyone thought it was her. But yeah, she's still not. I think she's gone. She was just on Instagram the other day. Jordan Woods. She moved into a new house. She bought a house, and she bought a new couch, and she was sitting it, showing it off her new sectional on the internet.
That's still sad to me that they can't get over it. Poor thing.
I know. It was Tristan's fault. He's the man he's the one with the dick. All she did was she's probably on Molly.
It's happening.
Do you know anything about Ellen DeGeneres getting molested?
No. I heard I read that her uncle did it, and then she told her, or what is it, uncle or stepfather? Stepfather.
Well, okay, everyone's saying that they became lesbians. She said that's why she became a lesbian. And so Rosie Maria McDonald, she also said that she was touched and now she's a lesbian too. I don't know that me being touched, if I was touched by a woman, do you think I'd be a lesbian? Oh, no. I'd have to be touched by a man.
I mean, no, because you are a gay person and you were born a gay person. And that is truly who you are.
I know, but so is Ellen and Rosie, but they're saying that that might have had something to do with it.
Well, I would never want to speak on anybody else's experience, especially to something as traumatic as that. Maybe they believe that informed their teenage years and their sexual development. But it being molested doesn't make you gay. I mean, that's just fact.
No, it doesn't.
That's just not a thing that happens.
Anything else you have to contribute to the local news?
What was the other thing that I was looking at earlier when it made me think of you? How do you feel about this movie Rocket Man about Elton John?
Oh, you know, I was excited to see it because I never knew the story of Elton John.
I love that actor, Taron Egerton, I think. You know, he was in the.
Did you see those Kingsman
character? Like those kind of movies? Did you see those movies that he was in, the Kingsman movies? Oh, he is so.
Yes.
I mean, he's like...
Wait, that's the actor?
Yes.
King's, Bigsley? Or what's his name?
Yes. So sexy.
What's his name on the show? So the
very young and very tiny, which is generally not my type. And, I think he has so much swagger.
Oh, he's so hot.
Is such a smoking hottie. And apparently people were getting all of their panties in a bunch before the movie came out because they were saying that this was going to be a sanitized version, which is basically what they did with the movie Bohemian Rhapsody with Freddie Mercury. They hid his queerness and his getting AIDS. And it was just yay, we made a movie and we're a band. So apparently this one does not shy away from Elton John and his lifestyle and his relationships with men and his, you know, platform wearing, cape wearing queen self, which, speaking of, you missed this weekend Cheryl telling us all about how she saw Elton John back
Cheryl
in the day.
Is Nicole Leah and Aaron's mother. We call her Sheridan A because she ain't scared of a glass of wine, girl. Okay.
She is not scared of a glass of Sheridan A. So she was talking about how she saw him with the cape and the whole deal back in the 70s. And I mean, gosh, I would love. Are you kidding? That sounds amazing. But anyway, so apparently the movie is getting great reviews. It debuted in Cannes at the Cannes Film Festival. And so they're already saying it's got Oscar buzz and all this awards prestige around it. So I think it's going to be amazing. And I'm very excited. And I love that little cutie hottie.
Yeah, so I don't know the actor's name, but look up the Kingsman. He's like the what's his name in the show?
His name is Taron Egerton, I believe.
Okay, look him up. He's fucking hot, and that's the only reason I don't like action movies and shit like that. That's the only reason I like watching him. I was in the shopping yard today. Dana just drags me all around with her everywhere.
I know. Every time I look at your location, you're at a Walmart in Manahawkin.
Yeah, and that's where I go. So we were at the pool store today at Leslie Pools. Shout out to Leslie Pools in Manahawkin, New Jersey, in the ShopRite parking lot. I've been there 4 times this week because Dana fucking wheels and deals with these people, give her discounts. She's horrible. She'll never pay full price for anything in her life. So she's going back there 4 or 15 times. So she made me – so we're in the store. She made me go outside to call the competitor pool store. I told her, and she goes, go outside and find out how much the price is for the hardening calcium hardener It is for the indoor pool and the outdoor pool. I go, okay. So I had to go outside. So as I'm on the phone waiting for this, a lovely fan runs out of the Miracle Ear in the ShopRite parking lot where she works, addressing me, screaming, Joey, oh my God, oh my God. So I would like to formally apologize to the lovely lady that came out screaming for me at the Miracle Ear in the ShopRite parking lot in Manahawk, New Jersey, that I did not turn, and I did not hang the phone up and come up and hug you and take pictures with you, because Dana would have killed me.
If you were wheeling and dealing for pool supplies.
I was trying to find out if it was lower than $36.99, and it was indeed higher. It was $39.99 at the other pool store. So I knew Dana was going to beat the shit out of me if I hung the phone up. So I would like to formally apologize, whoever you are. I know you said you listened to the podcast. I think you're lovely. If you're hard of hearing, head over to the Miracle Ear in the ShopRite parking lot of Manahawk, New Jersey, and see my girl in the blue outfit. You're going to like what you hear. Okay. I hope that you have a lovely day, and thank you for all your exuberance. But I'm sorry I couldn't run over to you, because Dana would have killed me.
Thank you for your support.
Yes. Yes. Shout out to Miracle Ear. Kura here in
Miracle Ear.
That's where she works.
In Manahawkin.
Yes. In the ShopRite parking lot. That's where I was addressed. Well, Leah, thank you for stepping in the last minute.
Well, Nicole, you know what? It would have
to, you know, I think that she could have pulled through and stayed on the phone with me.
And my girl going into labor is definitely one of them.
I know. She's so needy. It's like you couldn't finish the podcast and like have the baby later.
It would have been honestly so. I know she was so excited and again, fearful of having her child in a bathtub, but it would have been so amazing if she just could have like kept rolling for just like,
oh no,
at least until she got to like triage. That would have been the best podcast of all time.
Oh no. Well, I want to say thank you so much to Leah Marie Ritland for stepping in and taking over where she left off. It was literally Leah Marie was mid podcast and she had to run because she really literally pissed her pants with a fetus or whatever came out.
Welcome,
I don't know what
baby
came out.
Angelo will probably be getting his birth announcement and then today
very shortly. So please join me and wish Nicole well wishes and happy and healthiness with baby Angelo to her Gianni and family. So, you know, yay, reach out to her on social media and just send your love and appreciation.
Yes.
Thank you, Aaliyah, for stepping in and being my ride or die always.
Love you both.
Love you. And also, Aaliyah, can I borrow some money?
Oh, $5?
No, like 5,000. No, I'm just joking. I'll ask you. I'll text you probably. But everyone, thank you for joining us this week in the Tapping Podcast.
Thanks, guys.
We are excited to welcome baby Angelo. God willing, everything goes well, and he's there and happy and healthy. But we'll see. So stay tuned for more. But we'll see you next week. I'm going to try to get her Nicole on the podcast. But if not, Miss Leah will be back next week to go over everything going on in our lives and the world. But thank you for joining us, and Leah, thank you.
Love you.
And I have one last question for everyone. Could I call me? All right, bye, girl.
Bye.